Getting to the point.
Getting to the
Getting
point.
Getting to the point.
Voices for a just future.
In recent years, women of color have made great strides to combat the inequities they face in America. For example, there are currently 41 women of color serving in the United States Congress, the most in American history.
Black women are starting businesses at 3 to 5 times the rate of all other entrepreneurs. 1 in 10 of all women-owned businesses are owned by Latinas.
And women of color are earning more master's and doctorates than ever before.
Despite these advances, women of color still face obstacles that can inhibit their success. Ashley Chan of New Voices Pittsburgh, a nonprofit that focuses on the health and well-being of Black women and girls, sums it up.
To get to a place where we can advance, that means that we have to be in a place where we can thrive.
And one obstacle to thriving is violence, and it can take many forms.
Sexual violence is taboo, but a serious issue that women of color face.
According to the Women of Color Network, nearly 19% of Black women reported rape within their lifetime, and nearly 7% of Asian Pacific Islander women reported rape in their lifetime. Even more cases go unreported.
Another form of violence women of color face is domestic violence.
Women of color are particularly at risk to face this kind of violence. Native American women are 50% more likely to experience domestic violence than the next highest victimized demographic.
Black women are 35% more likely than white women to experience intimate partner violence, but also much less likely to use services available. Between 40 and 60% of Asian and Pacific Islander women have been victimized by a partner at some point in their life.
Professional recommends seeking a protection from abuse court order to legally prohibit the perpetrator from being around the victim.
However, many victims are often abused in multiple ways, so they cannot or do not file a court order. And for those who do, its help isn't guaranteed. Denise McGill of Gwen's Girls explains.
I do not believe it's very effective in keeping the abuser away from the victim if he wants to really harm her.
The women who are in these relationships are not only vulnerable to lasting physical and emotional damage, but also health issues that can lessen their quality of life. Studies show that domestic violence is closely linked to chronic health problems such as asthma and diabetes.
Emotional, psychological, verbal, and financial abuse are also unfortunately common. This abuse causes victims to lose many things, such as their opportunity to have an education, their confidence, their independence, or even their life.
And death due to violence is not uncommon. Ashley Chan gives us details about a few of the many Pittsburgh women of color who lost their lives due to violence. Tierra Whitehead.
She was 15 when she lost her life. Her body was found abandoned, naked, and bleached in Riverview Park.
Deja McCall.
A 17-year-old teenager in Homewood who was shot in the middle of the day in front of her house.
Janice Jackson Tolton.
She was a young woman and mother from Homewood. She was shot and killed outside of a bar because she turned down the advances of a patron, a guy at the bar, and he got mad.
The loss of their peers and the knowledge that the same violence could take them as well is a constant burden.
And that just adds up. If you're in an environment that doesn't want you to thrive, that doesn't care about you, it's like, what are you supposed to do?
The first step to combating violence is raising awareness and sharing the word about resources for victims. If you or someone you know is a victim of violence in Allegheny County, consider reaching out to Women's Center and Shelter.
Center for Victims.
Or call the Health and Human Services hotline at 211.
The constant danger we face can be overwhelming and scary, but we believe that there is a chance for a brighter future ahead. Lois Toni McClendon from the Coalition Against Violence offers her words of hope.
We are the mothers of humanity, and if we begin to see ourselves that way, and if we begin to instill in our young women that is a line in the help, you are kind, you are smart, and you are important, and until we begin to build that up in each other, I think things are going to be the way they are, but I see much hope for the world.
I'm Khalees Campbell.
I'm Ruby Nafuel.
I'm Amari Anthony.
And we are young women of color
who want to thrive,
not just survive.
Getting to the Point was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in the Heinz Endowment Youth Philanthropy Internship Program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Heinz Endowments.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at heinz.org.